It's Thursday at Twin Smoke Shop in Hooksett, which means it's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms night. 15 people mill around the cigar shop, puffing on cigars, drinking beer, and sure enough, they're packing heat.
You have a gun on you? I can't tell you've got a big jacket.
I do.
Can I see?
Yeah.
These are liberty-minded folks, mostly guys, one gal. They aren't paying that much attention to their guns, although I am. Most have pistols either holstered on a belt or tucked into the back of their pants. So I ask Mike Ruff, who lives in Manchester, to show me his M1911 pistol.
Come on now.
He wrestles as he takes out the ammunition.
As you can see, at no time was it pointed in an unsafe direction. At most, it was pointed at me, so I was the only one who would get hurt if I did something wrong.
For Ruff, being trained and responsible is an important part of open carrying a loaded gun.
It's a visible signal that we do accept responsibility for defending ourselves, and that, hey, if somebody's not prepared to defend themselves, we're ready to voluntarily jump in and help.
People have been free to carry a loaded gun openly in New Hampshire since statehood. That is to say, there's never been a law that prohibits or even regulates it. It's the same with a lot of other states across the country. But over time, much of the public began to assume open carry was illegal. That is, until the summer of 2004. Then, according to the website opencarry.org, Second Amendment activists began making a statement by wearing their guns publicly, often to the chagrin of local law enforcement. Captain Bob Cunha has been policing Manchester for 25 years. Of course, it's impossible to know how many people open carry, since there's no permit or license required. But Cunha says he's witnessed more and more people open carrying over the last 10 years.
Open carry is legal, so it's not something that we create data on or track people on or things like that, because it is a right. And something we don't want to infringe upon.
Cunha is very careful not to step on any toes. His department learned that the hard way when a liberty group called the Ridley Report started filming incidents in which police wrongly stopped and questioned people for openly carrying weapons.
Why don't you back away and talk to us like normal people?
After those videos showed up on YouTube back in 2007, Cunha began giving officers extra training on gun laws. He wants to make sure police don't stop people just for open carrying. It should take reckless behavior to warrant intervention, or carrying a weapon in a courthouse, which is forbidden by the state, or on school property, which is prohibited by the feds. Antigone Darling is the only woman at that alcohol, tobacco, and firearms event in Hooksett. She leans against a wall and puffs on a cigar. She's in the process of shopping for a gun right now because she says she thinks wearing it will deter potential criminals.
And so if someone's considering mugging me, or worse, they might reconsider that if I'm open carrying.
But open carrying isn't just about self-defense. Mike Ruff and the others see themselves as protectors, both of their loved ones and of the public, ready to pull the trigger in case of an unexpected violent crime. In the city of Manchester, the odds of being involved in a violent crime are just 1 to 169. Now, that's more than 3 times higher than the rest of New Hampshire, but still very unlikely. Back at the cigar shop, Kirk McNeil isn't thinking too much about the odds of witnessing a murder. For him, knowing how to use a gun is more symbolic. It's about adulthood.
You should know how to change a tire, safely handle a firearm. You know, you should know how to cook dinner. You should know how to change a diaper, vacuum the floor, you know. They're just life skills that you should know how to do.
In fact, gun experts say there's no evidence that guns deter crime at all. And Harvard's health policy professor David Hemenway says in a real emergency, even people who are well-trained don't act rationally.
What the adrenaline does for you is it makes it easier sort of to fight physically or to run away, not to think clearly and not to aim a gun very deliberately and hit what you're aiming at.
Hemenway says, statistically, firearms are no better at preventing injury than running away, calling 911, or fighting back some other way. The National Rifle Association disagrees. In fact, they've taken the same data and come to fundamentally different conclusions. But statistics may not concern open carry advocates, who argue that a right unexercised is a right lost. In October, Oklahoma became the 28th state in the nation to allow open carriage of guns. And similar legislation is being debated this year in Texas. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
Horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants. All the honest world to feel.
Aren't your letters matching notes?